Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Okay, so we've been talking about, for those of you just tuning in, throughout the last hour discussing an article in The Telegraph, which is, we're not going to get through the whole thing, we're not going to even try, but it's an excerpt from a book by Catherine Hakeem, and she has written a book entitled The New Rules, Internet Dating, Playfairs, and Erotic Power. And the suggestion is that in order to have a healthy marriage, you might have to have sex outside of the marriage. That's what she's suggesting here. She seems to be quite the fan of that idea and is attempting to push things in Great Britain in that direction and also in America.
She likes herself some strange.
That's the way it sounds. But, you know, kind of led to another discussion about American cheating, because we are here in New Hampshire is where we're doing this show. And so what are the statistics? Toots, who called in last hour, says that she believes that women hardly ever cheat in comparison to men who are dogs and will cheat in any, drop of a hat. I think that the reality is probably more similar than people would like to admit, that women and men are probably about on par with how likely they are to do these things.
These numbers seem to show that men have admitted to extramarital sex more often than women have admitted.
But only a little bit more.
Only a little bit more, and that when polled about whether or not they would, that men are slightly more likely in that case, too. That's just a would as opposed to a have situation. But you were looking at these websites where men, where people are looking for extramarital affairs, and this fits my worldview. There's, 13 times as many men as there are women on the site?
According to the article at The Telegraph, they were looking at, women are in a dramatically stronger position. While dating websites for singles are dominated by women looking for the one, those for married people, so dating websites for married people, are dominated by men looking for a sexual adventure. The ratio is around one woman to every 13 men, giving the women the power to dictate terms from dates at the most expensive restaurants and luxury gifts to financial rewards.
I would also say that this fits my worldview, that women are looking for an exciting new relationship. Whether or not that relationship goes forward or not, they're looking for the excitement of it, whereas men are looking for the sex. And, you know, when you go on the website, you're looking for the sex because you'll take whatever comes along, or more or less. At least you get to take a look. Whereas women are looking for that emotional connection that they might get out in the real world, whether it's at work or whatever.
You know, I wonder, as a pretty small female, I would be scared to do something like that simply because I would be afraid of putting myself in danger.
Yep.
Like a man,
like meet someone through the internet?
Yeah, like if I were to meet someone through the internet in this type of a situation, there's a chance that this person could hurt me. Mm-hmm. And he would be more likely he would be able to hurt me, most
likely.
This is
the number one rule that men don't understand about dating, is that you need to put the woman at ease. She needs to be comfortable with you because, you know, you walk up and you just start talking and asking questions in a very bold fashion. It doesn't put them at ease. And, sadly, whether anybody likes to admit it or not, they're the weaker sex and they have to live in a world where, you know, half of the population could crush, could hurt them very badly physically.
When you say weak, you're talking physically.
Physically, that's all
absolutely
I'm talking about.
True. Yeah. I mean,
you can always get their picture in advance if you're online, right?
But you can show. I could show you any picture.
Psycho,
I mean, you were in a relationship with someone who showed you fake pictures a long time ago, right?
It's true.
So, to me, I might think about sex, but to actually, think about having sex with different people, but to actually go through with something like this, I would just be too scared. I mean, and I'm sure it would be fine.
You mean to meet somebody online just for sex, or to meet somebody online just for a date?
Both, but more likely sex. I mean, to me, it just seems like it could be dangerous. I'm a small, helpless female. Like, if somebody wanted to hurt me in this situation, I'm going to get hurt.
Yeah, it would make sense that if you were going to meet somebody online for sex, that you'd probably want to have a date anyway, just to, kind of feel out how insane they are, or, whether they're too big or too intimidating, or what vibe you're getting from them. So, I didn't want to really continue much of this, but I think there's a relevant portion here at the Telegraph site. Take the case of Peter, a rich 62-year-old judge who lives in a beautiful historic country house with his lovely wife. He regularly traveled into central London to sit as judge in important commercial disputes and also stayed in the same hotel. And after several years of his routine, he began to welcome the idea of a sexy girlfriend to entertain him during his weekday stays. So,
surprise,
he signed on to a dating website. When he met his first date, Maya, beautiful and in her 30s, he could not believe his luck. They had a cheerful and They had a cheerful and flirty lunch, sitting in the sunshine. At the end, they discussed meeting again. Maya suggested a monthly fee for unlimited time with him at his convenience. Peter laughed, assuming she was joking. He considered an expensive dinner generous enough, but as he worked his way through a similar series of first dates that were also not followed up, he realized that Maya was right. A crucial rule in this modern world of adultery is that the women are able to call the shots, especially when the men are past their prime.
If you want me to have sex with a 62-year-old man, you better pay me well. I'm sorry.
Same here.
But the point being that Maya obviously was willing to have sex with whoever she was meeting, but she wanted to meet them first and feel them out before just, you know, checking into a hotel room.
Well, I think something also that comes into play here, and Mark, you've said this many times on the show, the reality is that women have the power when it comes to sex.
They hold the keys to the sex machine.
Only because men let them.
No, no, absolutely not.
I think it's a physical difference. If men want to have sex more often than women, bam, keys to the sex machine.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
If Mark and I were to walk down the street, the same street, and knock on doors, Mark has said this a million times, and ask for sex, I'm going to get sex.
Right, within Mark, 5 doors, you're going to be inside stooping, I'm going to be in a jail cell.
So
that's the difference between the sexes and what the kind of control they have around sex.
I think it's easier for women to get sex for the most part.
Sure.
So
is.
They would be less likely. That's another reason why they would be less likely to go on a site like this. It doesn't necessarily mean that they want sex less.
Exactly.
It means that they don't have to get it the same way.
That's exactly right. A woman doesn't have to go online to find a partner because, like you said, she can find a partner easily in real life. There's no shortage, especially an attractive woman, there's no shortage of potential suitors.
I don't think unattractive women have that much difficulty finding a partner.
Certainly not.
It's just under their terms. And this is, you know, I've heard women complain about being able to find somebody, and usually when I listen, you know, I'm careful in the way that I listen to what they say, and what they're looking for is, you know, that relationship, the one that they're looking for, under their terms and all these other things, whereas, you know, a lot of guys are just looking for sex, period. And, you know, obviously, you know, their tolerance level is higher or lower, but, you know, it's the difference between the sexes.
So I went in and I looked around for some more cheating statistics. I wanted to find an article that was better than just like infidelityfacts.com with no citations whatsoever. This one, we do have some citations. This is from U.S. News and World Report, published
already sounds better
in 2008. And it says here that in anxiety over discussion of sex issues, the research don't even know how many Americans cheat. In numbers like 50% of married men and a third of married women are bandied about. Those numbers are supported by some respected public figures, such as Joyce Brothers, who posited in 1990 that even half of all women were sleeping around. Clinical research, however, reveals something far different. In 1994, the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago upended the conventional thought of general licentiousness. It showed that 15 to 18% of ever-married people who have had a sexual partner other than their spouse while married, and just 3 to 4% have cheated on their spouse in any given year. In 2000, another team of researchers, led by Judith Trace, a sociologist at the University of California, Irvine, concluded that 11% of adults have cheated on their spouse or cohabitating partner. There isn't any evidence, she says, of an infidelity epidemic. But even the clinical research is fuzzy. A follow-up to the Chicago study showed that people interviewed without family members around had higher rates of infidelity.
What a surprise.
It stood to reason that many people simply weren't honest when there was a chance that a loved one could overhear. Meanwhile, a growing number of swinger societies, internet liaisons, and prostitution rings of the sort that snared Governor Spitzer seem to provide anecdotal evidence that cheating is on the rise. Joy Davidson, a New York City psychologist and author of Fearless Sex, said the bottom line is we really don't know accurately what the statistics are. We can only surmise from our experiences in the world. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. 1-855-450-3733. Tell us about your experience. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want, 855-450-FREE. Or comment on the issue of marriage and whether or not you think that there's anything to this suggestion by this sociologist over the UK that marriages could be kept together more often if, well, the people in the marriage were more okay with the idea of people stepping outside of the marriage.
So what do you think about that? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I-N. You can also visit our website at freetalklive.com, where you can get tuned into our live streams. We have broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show available around the clock. You can listen in to any one of those streams. They're all completely free. And you can do it through your mobile device as well. If you go to m.freetalklive.com, M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com, you'll find the links to all three streams, and you'll also find the software, links to software that you'll need to get tuned into them. So go to, and the software is free, of course, m.freetalklive.com.
If you know what bitcoins are, then you can get them at bitinstant.com. If you don't know what they are, they're an internet currency, a new internet currency, that you can buy and sell and exchange bitcoins without any fees with other people. So, you know, has a real advantage over many of those, you know, those banking sites online where they charge you an amount of money to transfer it back and forth. If you're bouncing money back and forth between accounts, pretty soon after 3% every exchange, they've got all the money. It's a pretty good deal for them. Bitcoins, you don't have to. And they can also freeze your account whenever they feel like you've done something that somebody might call bad. Well, they can't freeze your account when it comes to bitcoins because you have complete control over your account. It's mathematically impossible for anybody to freeze your account or interfere with it in any way, whether it's a government or a banking agency or whatever it is. And if you want to get bitcoins, you can do it at bitinstant.com. Ian, you have gone through bitinstant.com a couple of times now.
I've done it three times now.
And what's your experience? In different places? You can do it more than 700,000 locations across the world.
I've gone to CVS and I've gone to Walmart, and it's so easy. It's just unbelievable how simple it is. I mean, you just tell them how much money you want to put in. You go, you punch some digits in at the, you know, the MoneyGram window, which I found out that MoneyGram is not Western Union, apparently.
Okay.
It's a different company. They're a competitor. And so pretty much any MoneyGram location, you can do it for an extra fee. Now, Julia had told me that if you go to the bank and do it, because you can do it at Bank of America.
That's where I've done it.
And other locations, that there's no, like... The fee is less if you go to the bank.
Well, because you're not paying for the money order fee. You're just paying the BitInstant fee.
Right. They have a clear list of fees on their website.
You're just depositing cash.
Yep. There's no doubt.
So I paid an extra $4 basically because I had the convenience factor of going to CVS last night. Yesterday, Bitcoins were down to like $8.
I think I got down below that, 7.
Well, it was like 7.50 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But by the time I finally got around to doing something about it, they were over $9 because it had, you know, gone down to 8, and then 2 hours later it was above 9. It's interesting dealing with this, right? Because, like, if you're buying silver and the market closes at 4 o'clock, you're good buying silver until the market opens again.
Yep.
But with Bitcoin, man, if you don't make a move right then, that thing can change you pretty radically in a matter of an hour. Or at least that's the current status of it. And so I ended up getting them at, I think, probably just under, like, $10 per Bitcoin. But it was pretty easy. And the other thing about, you know, obviously if you go to the bank, that's convenient if the bank's open. But some banks don't have the best hours. So, like, I wanted to try the bank thing yesterday, but it was Sunday. And the bank that you should be able to go and deposit things at is not open on Sunday. So, therefore, you know, my only option was to go to Walmart.
Yeah, it's you know, I mean, that's one of the things that's so different about bitcoins is they don't really fit into our modern world where banks open at 9 and close at 5 and only operate 5 days a week. The Bitcoin marketplace is going all the time.
Right. I actually tried to go to CVS to get some after 11 o'clock at night, and I guess they closed their MoneyGram at 10, so I was unable to actually buy it. I wanted to get some late night, but that wasn't possible. So you have to keep in mind the hours of the location to which you're going, but once you get a little bit of experience at it, you'll know. In fact, it's going to get to the point of what I'm going to try next is I'm going to actually be at Walmart or at CVS for some other reason. I'll check the Bitcoin price, and if I like the price, I'll just go ahead and buy some Bitcoins right there. Because
you've got the app on your phone like I do?
Well, because you don't have to have an app. Is there a BitInstant app? I didn't even know that.
There's not a BitInstant app, but there's a, you know, a Bitcoin amount. You can know what they're at. You can check their prices right online very easily with an app.
Oh, right. I would check the price with the app, but then I could use my web browser on my smartphone to go to BitInstant.com and do a transaction on BitInstant right there on my smartphone, and then I can pull up, because, you know, they give you the PDF with all the info you need to deposit this mm-hmm. stuff when you go through BitInstant. I can pull that PDF up on my phone, and I should be able to walk right over to the MoneyGram counter and literally get my bitcoins within.
Do you have to show the PDF?
Moments.
I can't remember doing that.
You don't necessarily.
Yeah,
you just have to
I just had a number
numbers from it.
basically.
What was that? Say that again.
You just basically have to give them the appropriate numbers, yeah, like the account numbers and that sort of thing. So it's pretty neat stuff. BitInstant.com will help you get some Bitcoins for the first time and for many times after that. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. Helen is on the line listening in Ithaca. Helen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was wondering what your opinion is about this, okay? These persons who call themselves like the sovereign movement or something, this has been on the news for the past couple of days. It happened in Louisiana, and they, don't believe in being part of the United States, and they have their own, they make their own license plates, they make their own IDs, and they, anyhow, a bunch of them were arrested yesterday and today. They killed a couple of cops.
There's been a couple of incidences where people, you know, calling themselves sovereign citizens, and, you know, we're not 100% sure, as I understand with these people, that they were sovereigns. But, I mean, I think that it looks like that they were people calling themselves sovereign citizens.
Is this the video from, like, a couple of years ago?
No, that's the other incident.
No,
there's two separate incidents. This is brand new. It's kind of an interesting idea. I think that sovereign citizenship is very, it's silly. I think citizen is the new slave. I don't think that one can be a citizen and be sovereign at the same time. Citizenship is exchanging a certain amount of one's. Yeah. I mean, you're either sovereign or you're a citizen. You cannot be both. But, you know, that's beside the point. I think it's interesting that the news media is getting excited about these sovereigns, killing cops when cops have killed far more Americans in the past 4 years than sovereign citizens have killed cops. But, okay. I think that it's using violence against government officials is counterproductive, and they're not going to get anywhere. All they're going to do is be vilified and looked at as maniacs.
And what do you think, just one quick second question, what do you think about the thing about having rape being called, that has to be like an intentional rape?
Well, I think the lefty hosts are twisting the. I think, let me find this guy's name here. Aiken, is that the guy running for Senate?
Blackbro in Missouri. He's running for U.S. Senate.
Yeah. He's referring to legitimate rape, that he believes that women have biological defenses to prevent pregnancy in cases of legitimate rape. And I think what he's saying in that is that some rapes are not legitimate. That some people have, that they claim rape after they've had sex that they regret.
Most people don't even, they're so embarrassed and humiliated and disgusted and ashamed of themselves. There's so many rapes that are unreported.
Sure, absolutely, that's the case. But you would also agree that some rapes that are reported are not real legitimate rapes, right?
Yeah, that could possibly be.
There are men who have gone to jail who later on the woman will admit that she wasn't actually in point of fact raped. That has happened. But I agree with you, Helen. There are a bunch of rapes that go absolutely unreported.
Sure.
So we don't really actually know what those statistics are. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Well, let's talk a little bit more about this sovereign citizen story. I've got some of the details pulled up. 855-450-FREE. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we have there. The webcam is one of them. You can watch, you can listen,
and music's back.
You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact because the chat room is built into the same page, and it's all there free at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Antiwar.com, the website that's known for providing the very best in anti-intervention news and views, is having its quarterly pledge drive. Jason Osborne from Sickle CAI has donated his live reads to them, and I couldn't be happier. Antiwar.com is, you know, it's a really great news site, and I check it out at least every few days, if not every day, depending on, you know, obviously there's some days I don't get over there, but I recommend it highly. And if you use Antiwar.com as a news source, now's the time to donate. You can go to antiwar.com/donate. They need your money. Antiwar.com/donate.
So we had Helen a moment ago call in asking about the so-called sovereign citizen movement. Apparently there's been another incident. There was one a few years back, several years maybe at this point, where a couple guys killed a cop at a roadside pullover. They had like some automatic weapons of some sort, and they blasted away at a cop that had pulled them over. I don't know what the pullover was for or what. I think it was just standard.
They probably have
stuff.
One of those silly license plates on that, you know, are going to draw attention.
Well, I don't know what the details were around there, but usually that's the one incident that gets bandied about whenever the media reports on the sovereign citizen movement, right, as though it's this dangerous movement full of killers.
It's interesting. I mean, if you wanted to take people and separate them into groups, and I think that that's really unfair, then you need to bring that practice all the way around. You know, let's talk about what cops do as groups. Let's talk about what white people do as groups. Let's talk about black people and what they do as groups. I mean, if you want to talk about people and what they do as groups, let's go whole hog. Instead of saying these sovereign citizens do such and such, I mean, what happened is, so far we have about 8 people who have done some crimes.
Allegedly.
And allegedly. It looks like the first two are dead from years ago.
That's
and
right.
These 6 are now involved in whatever way they're involved. And, you know, so you've got 8 people that have committed crimes. To say the sovereign citizens do anything is participating in bigotry.
Well, one of the things that this article here that I have from ABC World News does not point out that I've seen in previous articles about the so-called sovereign citizen movement is they'll give an estimate of how the police, whichever police expert they'll talk to, some FBI guy, will give some sort of estimate of how many people consider themselves sovereign citizens.
There are as many as 300,000 sovereign citizens.
Right, that's the number we've heard, at least 300,000. So of the, at least 300,000 people, a handful of them have gotten violent. Right, so that should not be an indictment on the other 299,990 of them that haven't gotten violent. But nonetheless, the story is that several of the 7 suspects arrested in connection with the ambushing and killing of 2 Louisiana deputies and the wounding of 2 others have been linked to the sovereign citizen movement.
I'd like to also ask any sovereign citizens that might be listening, or anybody who thinks that this is a good idea to draw deputies in some place and ambush and kill them, what has this brought? What benefit has this brought?
The suspects were arrested after a shootout early Thursday morning at a trailer park outside of New Orleans, where the 2 deputies were killed. The 2 had gone to the trailer park in pursuit of suspects from an earlier incident in which 2 other deputies were shot and wounded. The gunman first opened fire on deputies patrolling a parking lot near a steel plant and oil refinery, according to the St. John the Baptist sheriff. Deputies Brandon Nielsen and Jeremy Treach were ambushed by at least 3 men inside a trailer home, one of whom exited the back of the home with an assault-style weapon. More than 20 shots were fired between the 2 locations.
Another black rifle.
Sovereign citizens believe any form of government is illegitimate, and the only law is the one they create, said Brad Garrett, former FBI agent and ABC News consultant.
That's definitely not what they believe. I mean, they definitely have their own set of beliefs around, you know, what laws are legitimate and what aren't. They believe in common law and that crimes must have victims. They don't believe, for instance, many police officers think that it's illegal to have certain black rifles, whether they're fully automatic or whatever. Well, you know, just because some fat cigar-smoking politician wrote it down on a piece of paper and some other fat cigar-smoking politicians voted yay on it does not make it a legitimate law. And I have to agree with the sovereign citizens on this one. Now, they don't agree for the same reasons that I do. They have all kinds of beliefs as to what kind of legal voodoo has been done. I don't believe it for a second. I believe the politicians are liars and thieves, and I believe that the people that do their bidding are dupes taking money to do their bidding.
Well, there are likely different divisions of the so-called sovereign citizen movement
believe
different legal theories and things like that. I tend to empathize with them on a lot of what they some of them believe, and that is that they didn't consent to this government, and I didn't either, and so therefore, how can the these laws created by people that they don't even know possibly apply to them if they never gave their consent to it in the first place? And I don't oppose the idea of making up your own license plates and putting that on, because the license plate is just an indicator that you're owned by the state and that you're one of their cattle, if you will. And so why not put your own plate on? Why not create your own nation? Why not?
I can say I can tell you why
system?
Because you're gonna get pulled over and getting hassled.
That's true, but some people say they've done it for a long time and they've done it successfully.
They don't have a lot of videos.
Well, that may be true, but we're entering into a time period where that will be more possible for people to document these things. And I just don't the thing I think where the so-called sovereign citizens go wrong is, one, some of them are violent, and that makes, you know, the others look bad when that happens. Two, sovereign citizen is a contradiction in terms. It's an oxymoron. It doesn't make sense. Sovereigns, you cannot be citizens. If you're a sovereign, that means you're the king. So therefore, by definition, you cannot possibly
kings
be
kings are not citizens.
A citizen. So it's a ridiculous term. But I think the real concern is that the actions of these violent so-called sovereign citizens not only are rubbing off poorly on people who believe the government is illegitimate and that it's wrong to use force on your neighbor, which is all the government is, agency of coercive force, it's a monopoly on force, makes people who love freedom and peace look bad when people who allegedly love freedom but are violent about it get violent. But also it gives the government more of an excuse to become bigger. As you said, Mark, where did this really get anybody, the shooting of these two cops? Okay, so there's two fewer cops. They'll just hire two more, and the existing cops will have justification for purchasing more violent equipment and more tools to do their evil on humanity. It does not make anything better when you get violent back against these people.
Especially if you do it in some kind of haphazard fashion.
Right. They're the ones that are violent. Don't lower yourself to their level by being violent in return. And so it essentially creates the world you don't want. By being violent, you're creating a world in which the government is more, the people calling themselves the government are more likely to be violent. You're playing right into their fantasy. You're playing right into what they're trained for. These cops are trained to deal with violent, crazy people, and they're prepared for shootouts, and they're prepared for violent nut jobs. They're not prepared for people doing a peaceful sit-in. They're not prepared for people, you know, quietly disobeying and non-cooperating.
I worked with law enforcement for years, and I, you know, was there when they would deploy their little version of the SWAT team, whatever it was called, I can't remember, but I'd have to look it up. Whatever their version of the SWAT team was, and I can tell you, those guys in the SWAT team, the ones that I was talking to at the time, they relished that opportunity. They
to get violent with somebody.
Absolutely, yeah. Were looking for that opportunity to get deployed in the, you know, wear that special gear and do that special stuff and have the opportunity to hurt somebody and put them down, because, you know, at that point they'd be legitimate in doing so. And that's what I saw. That was my experience. I'm sure that we can get some SWAT team member to come in here and say, well, we would never want to employ such tactics, but what at such a time that we do, we stand ready to protect the American people.
According to the article here at ABC News, the Sovereign Citizens Movement has been labeled a domestic terrorism organization,
yep,
by the FBI.
So anybody who advocates for freedom, as a result, is now a terrorist. Because
exactly.
Of these couple of incidents where a few cops have been shot.
Right, and you'll see that they'll use this, you know, the FBI and these other police agencies will use this to increase their funding, and they'll use this to increase the amount of surveillance they'll be able to do on Americans. 855-450-FREE, because you got to find the sovereign citizens.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts. If you make the call now, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $3 a month to Free Talk Live. We invest that into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our site. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, we're going somewhere this week. Can we talk about that in advance?
Oh, sure. Sure, absolutely. We're going to go to the Bid Instance offices. They've opened some offices down there. It's near the financial district in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's Chelsea is the area. I don't know. I'm not an expert in Manhattan.
They're having like some kind of party? Or what?
Yeah, they're going to have a Bitcoin meetup, and it's going to be we're going to do a remote broadcast from there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be great, and that's Wednesday.
That's right.
So we'll be live from New York City, something we've never done before.
I don't think we have ever done that. No.
I don't think we've been live anywhere outside of Florida and New Hampshire.
I don't think we have.
So that's exciting. So thanks to the guys from BitInstant.com for inviting us to their shindig. So it should be interesting. All right. So we'll keep you in the loop as that develops. Of course, you can bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Now, rape. Helen brought up this issue with some guy running for Senate saying something that there's all kinds of hubbub about.
Todd Akin.
What is going on, Mark?
As I understand, according to Reuters here, senior Republicans on Monday pushed their candidate in the Missouri State Senate race, Congressman Todd Akin, to quit over his remarks about rape that distracted from the buildup to the party's nomination of Mitt Romney for U.S. president next week.
Akin, so the Republicans are telling him he needs to quit.
That's right. Well, you know, and you step in it improperly, your party's going to come after you.
Hmm.
Akin was widely criticized for saying in a television interview on Sunday that women have biological defenses to prevent pregnancy in cases of legitimate rape, making legal abortion unnecessary. Now, he said rare. I heard the quote. I heard what he said, and he did not say as unnecessary. That is a but sort of less necessary. He said that the cases of, you know, sort of abortions that are, you know, necessary in the case of rape were rare. Now, there's some kind of national board of obstetrics that said they gave some number like 30,000 rapes in the United States are, you know, these pregnancies as a result of rape. Now, I am flabbergasted by those numbers. I don't believe them for a second. What I figure they're doing is they're taking all the numbers of teen pregnancies and throwing them in and calling them statutory rape or something like that. Because we've seen cases where they where they charge kids for having sex with each other. So I don't know exactly what they're calling that, but I'm stunned and very surprised at the kind of number we're talking about there. 30,000 cases of pregnancy as a result of rape. That just doesn't make any sense.
Well, hold on a second. So this guy said that he believes there's some sort of biological way that the women's body will prevent from being impregnated if it was a rape. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that really kind of puts the whole caveman knocking the woman over the head, dragging her off by the hair, thing to rest, doesn't it?
This guy is a moron.
Well, I think that, you know, people get all kinds of information from authority.
Uh-huh.
And if you...
So, like, his preacher told him something like this?
I'm thinking that's where it came from, because there's apparently been some history of this belief going around.
Wow.
I mean,
so therefore, he could say, so let's say that somebody that he knows claims she was raped and got pregnant. Then he would say, well, because he believes that's not possible, basically say that, no, you weren't raped. You got pregnant because you had sex consensually.
Less than possible. I mean, he's saying that it's improbable.
It's ridiculous.
I don't believe that that's silly.
So that's what this is all about, is that
It's been taken and been run with. You heard what Helen said regarding the legitimate rape comment, and they're taking what is ludicrous about this story and ignoring it, and taking what is, what makes sense about this story, the comment about legitimate rape, because there's certainly illegitimate rapes out there. People that will claim rape and that rape didn't occur. Young women who, you know, had sex for reasons that, or men for that matter, had sex for reasons that, whatever they were, and they came up with the conclusion that they didn't like it afterwards, and then they call it rape. I mean, it's absolutely happened.
Because in a lot of cases, it's just your word versus the other person's, right?
When I'm thinking specifically of the very first time I had sex, and I didn't want to, but I gave in. And it wasn't like he forced himself on me. He just asked me over and over and over again until I said, okay, because I was
just pushy.
Because I was a 16-year-old with no self-esteem and, I was just easy to convince, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people might say, well, that was rape. But I said yes. You know what I mean? There was no forcing. He was just annoying.
Right. Or they might say that if you had been 14, that was rape or whatever. And, whatever age he was, I don't know the answer to that. But, I don't know where they get the statistics of 30,000 pregnancies or from rape. I believe that abortion should be an option in the case of rape, because I don't think that there was consent and there wasn't an understanding of what, would happen. I think that I'm pro-life.
So what you're saying, people are getting upset because this guy said there could be an illegitimate rape. Basically, that there could be rapes that were not legitimate.
Right, and the claim is, as I've read the Yahoo comments and all that stuff, all rapes are, all rapes are actual rapes. So they'll take the terminology, turn it around.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
Things like that, and of course,
we know that there are
claims
examples
of rapes are not legitimate claims of rapes.
We know that there are examples of men who have been accused of rape, who've been convicted of rape, who've been identified by the alleged victim as being the rapist, who later on came out, the victim came out later on and said, oh, actually, that didn't happen.
Well, we actually know somebody whose girlfriend went crazy and was running down the street in her underwear claiming rape. The cops came,
yes,
arrested him, and then she later came out and said, that wasn't true.
Right.
What happened to her as a result of that? Any criminal charges?
I don't think so.
But, I mean, I don't think I would want criminal charges in that circumstance, because then they'll be less likely to come out and, fess up to what's true. So, you know, I mean, if she would have, she made the accusation, the guy got arrested and put in jail, I would assume. And if there had been a, you know, if what she had believed was going to happen was that she was going to get put in jail as a result, she might not have fessed up to it, and then he'd be have to deal with these charges.
I forget what I was, I forget the names or where I was reading this, but, oh no, I was reading a book recently, and it had this example of that I'm talking about here, where a guy spent something like 10 or 15 years of his life in prison because he'd been identified as a rapist in a, sure. in a criminal case.
Happens all the time. Take a look at the Innocence Project.
Turns out it was somebody else who did it. It wasn't him or whatever, and he ends up getting out. And, you know, rather than file charges or whatever, he forgave her. And yep. now they're friends.
They're friends. Yeah, it's an interesting story. I think I saw it on 60 Minutes or one yep. of those type shows. And it was really an interesting and touching story that this person was able to forgive like that. And, you know, I think that
especially after 10 years in prison.
I think that's the case, though. I mean, I think that people are willing to forgive. Even convicts who spent 10 years over a false charge are willing to forgive if they're just asked. If they're just asked for forgiveness, then they're willing to do that. But, you know, people are totally not rigid and not willing to forgive when they've never been asked, when no one's, you know, come to them and said, you know, given a heartfelt apology.
The whole issue, though, is a horrible issue because it's a terrible, you know, thing to even be discussing at all. Rape is a horrible act. But on the other hand, it the laws and the system is set up in a way that the person who's the alleged victim seems to always have the upper hand against the accused party. I mean, it's somebody's claiming they were raped by somebody else, even if there's no evidence. In a lot of cases, you can ruin somebody's life if not put them in a prison cell. And I think that's terrible. But on the other hand, so you could put somebody
sometimes
away
there's
with,
not evidence, right?
You can put somebody away with no evidence, but yeah, sometimes there is no evidence, or the woman has waited too long, or you know the evidence is gone at that point. So obviously, you know,
well,
if you are
you
raped,
prove,
you
just because you can prove sex doesn't mean
it was
rape, right?
Yeah, exactly. So either way, it's usually someone's word versus someone else's, and that bothers me.
And well, what bothers me is the juries tend to convict far more than 50% of the time, and you know, fewer than 1% of cases of arrest actually end up in front of juries. So you would think that the people that are taking things to jury trials are likely to be innocent, but oftentimes people won't take things to trial because they have a relationship with the person who's claiming rape. So you've got a daughter or something mm-hmm. like that claiming against a stepfather. They don't want to cause extra problems in the marriage. They just take the plea in order to, you know, make everything better for the wife and the daughter, even though they didn't do it.
Well, this kind of goes back to what that caller Toots was saying, and she basically called and she said, men are dogs, they cheat, women don't. So I think a lot of people kind of have this unwarranted feeling towards men.
Yep.
So one of these people on a jury would just say, oh, look at this poor defenseless female
right.
here, this dog
bad
man
dog.
Would rape her.
Men are bad. Women must be there for good.
All right, so we're out of time for tonight, but it has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin Poker at dealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at dealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at dealswithclubs.eu. No skills are hard to make you this episode.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.